Doink. That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Hi, Chris 200.
He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
He's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
Goose! Goosey!
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass. For a sweaty butt crack is always welcome.
Check, check, 1, 2. Hello, this is Chris 200 Audio On Demand, July 19th, the year of our Lord, 2008. And that just kind of ended abruptly, didn't it? Okay, well, this is not going to be a crash cast today. I'm not in the car. I'm in the home studio. I don't know if the levels are any good. I don't know if this is going to work. And I've got a passenger, guest, co-host, whatever, for the very first time. And
hi.
Oh, they did say something.
Oh. Do you want me to just go back on mute and just listen?
Oh. Should we keep you as a mystery guest, or should we...
Mystery.
Mystery, okay.
Yeah.
So, if there's anybody that listens, you know, I've got 7 listeners, and if they listen to other shows on the Freak Network, they might be able to figure out who this is, right?
Absolutely.
Been on the Freak Network in the past, but I, you know, you do some call-ins once in a while, but you haven't been on a co-hosted or whatever in a while, if I remember right.
That's correct. I'm like on a vacation, a permanent vacation, or something like that.
Something like that.
Was it good?
I'm gonna burp. That's what I'm afraid
burp.
Of.
Burp.
I'm gonna burp.
Burp.
So, what are we gonna talk about?
Dude, I don't know.
I don't know either.
You said, let's do it, and I'm like, okay.
I know, and I can't believe it's working. I think it's working.
That's you think you got it figured out?
I think so.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Well, what do I usually talk about? What happened in the last few days or weeks or whatever? I think my last whatever was around the 4th of July. That was probably the day I left my job, or the morning of. And now I got a new job. Which has been very interesting. It seems to be at a little bit higher level than what I was at before. I don't know how to explain it. I'm working with a lot of big shots in a hospital. I don't even know if I should have said that. But a lot of big shots, I don't even know what their titles are, like assistant director, chief of staff, whatever, I don't know. I have no idea how this hierarchy works in hospitals, but I think they're up there pretty high.
Which is, and how does that make you feel?
Well, you know, they are, you know, decent people. They're not, what do I want to say? they're easy to talk to. They're not, I don't know what's the word, you know.
Stuck up?
Yeah, stuck up or, you know, hung up on their position or whatever.
Arrogant?
Yeah. So it's just like talking to people. And what I'm doing is completely foreign to them, or what I plan on doing or what they want me to do is completely foreign to everybody there, so I'm thinking I probably need to do some edumacation on some of this stuff, because I'm just trying to do it and they don't understand what I'm doing, and they're thinking what I'm going to do is going to be like a whiz bang get something done in a couple days type of thing, or what my boss wants me to do is it's going to turn into like a mini research project, basically. So it's, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 to 8 months type of a project. And in the end, it's going to hopefully, knock on wood, eliminate the problems they're having with whatever they have problems with. So it's not going to be one of these things where, let's try this, let's try that, let's try this, let's try that. And none of these things worked. Throw up our hands and give up on it. It's going to be more of a, let's find all the stuff that goes into this, all the stuff that goes out of this, and fix it right. So, did that make any sort of sense?
I'll just say yes and... sounded great.
Okay. I'm trying to be ambiguous on purpose, of course.
Why?
Well, that's just the way I am, I guess. I don't know. Just...
why?
I don't like to give away too much information on the old podcast, you know, in case it, would happen to come back and haunt me someday. I don't even want to say that. Well, not that, or what I was...
I didn't say anything. I said nothing.
I know, but what I was thinking is, you know...
Your thoughts will get you in trouble.
Well, yeah, but, you know... if something would happen and they would find this, they would be the guys in the black suits and sunglasses. You know what I mean there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. and I was even told if you get a parking ticket at work and you ignore it, those guys will come and find you too, so... it's just because of the way it works, you know. Seems like a minor thing, but if you don't pay it, those folks will be coming to make you a visit. Who knows, you may get sent off to Guantanamo or something for a few days. I guess that isn't for U.S. people, is it?
Mm-hmm.
But I was told federal prisons are much nicer than, you know, state or county jails or prisons, so... I guess I got that to look forward to if something ever does happen.
So basically you got to be a goody-two-shoe?
No, not necessarily. I mean, just don't, you know, run up the credit card bill at a strip bar or something, or, you know.
I want to go to a strip bar.
You want to go to a strip bar?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one?
No.
Ooh.
I want to go to one.
Hmm.
Hmm. What was that for?
I'm just thinking the last time I was at a strip bar.
Oh. Do I get details?
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, gee whiz.
I was going to say it was probably 97, but no, that's not right.
So you went a long ass time ago, and?
Well, it wasn't that long ago. That was my brother's bachelor party.
Did you get wild?
I didn't get wild, but I was pretty lit up, you know. I had a few drinks. And then, this was in Lincoln, Nebraska. The downtown, we were at, do you have, what is it called? Wild Wings, or what is that? You know what I'm talking about, the little yellow logo, Buffalo Wild Wings?
No.
That, it's like a sports bar?
No.
They got them around here, but we had it at this place, and it's still not called Wild Wings, but it was like, I guess, the first incarnation of that franchise, and they have buffalo wings. That's one of their specialties. They have like 14 different sauces or something like that.
Okay, so you got pretty well lit up. Was there any cute women there?
Well, no, it was just a bunch of guys drinking beer, you know.
Just a bunch of guys drinking.
Mm-hmm.
No women.
No, and then, of course, after we drank all the beer, or most of it, we walked over to the Night Before Lounge. And I can't, they had some sort of star, celebrity, doing her thing that night. I can't remember her name. But, we got my brother up on stage, and, she, had him on his hands and knees and took his belt off and basically whipped him with his own belt.
No, that's hot.
Yeah, that's about all I remember. Well, that, and then walking through parts of, some scary parts of Lincoln in the middle of the night. That's about all I remember. I'm trying to think that there was another time I went. It was probably a wedding or bachelor party again. I had a friend that liked to go to those places a lot. And, you know, after an hour or 30 minutes, you know, after a while, I just kind of go, okay, I've seen all the girls. That one doesn't have all of her teeth. That one there really shouldn't be in here. And the rest of these, they're all right, but I don't want them to touch me.
Why?
Well, okay. I probably have to explain. This place that I'm thinking of, it's still there. It is a... This is so funny. This is so redneck. It's not even... I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But there's a truck wash in the back. And in the front is, you know, the strip bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, you don't see truckers or anything sitting around in there, but it's just an interesting combination. You know? Maybe they take them out back after the end of the night and hose them down. I don't know, but that was one of the places we would always have to stop by.
Yeah.
You know, if we would go to Omaha or something, you know, at the time I lived out kind of in the sticks, so, you know, it was a couple hour drive to Omaha, and this is about halfway in between, and yeah, we'd always have to stop there on the way back or something, you know, and they didn't have the best talent there, let's just say that, but, you know, it was a little more, liberal on the rules, you know. In some of these places in bigger cities and stuff, you can't touch, grope.
Right.
Yeah, there it was. You know, you could touch, you know, but I think your hands had to be, you know, I don't know what the rules were, visible or something.
Did you ever touch?
No. Not that I...
You hesitated.
Oh, I'm trying to think. I do remember when I was touched, or I guess you could say.
So you were touched.
Yeah, kind of. And I can't...
Kind of explain.
Well, it was, I'm trying to remember the situation. But I ended up with a big black and blue mark on the inside of my thigh, my left thigh. She bit me there. I think...
Wow.
I think...
you got bit.
Yeah. I think... Maybe I dared her to do it and she did it. Oh.
Really?
I was kind of surprised. You know, as far as it got. You know.
This
place is so slow. I mean, I think she probably gave me a lap dance for, you know, that song for a whole dollar, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, well, at the time, you know, this is probably close to 10 years ago. And,
so have you ever thought about going back?
I don't know, I think I kind of grew out of that. You know, there.
So you think you grew out of them?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I haven't seen everything, but, you know, I've seen enough, and I'm like, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So are you ready to be hung out to dry?
Yeah, I think so. But, let me, you know, there's this other place that, you know, I'm not, you know, calling my buddies, say, hey, let's go do this type of thing, but, you know, if things would line up just right, I may go visit this place. It is one of these all nude places, and I don't know what the laws are in that, but it's over in Iowa, and I think in order to go all nude, you cannot sell alcohol, but you can bring it in.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so I don't know, and I don't think you can bring in like a bottle of liquor. It's got to be beer or wine or something like that. And I think, of course, there's, you know, probably like a gas station or package shop just, you know, around the corner there that just does all kinds of business, I'm sure.
No doubt.
I really haven't. Well, it's been a while since I've been in that area, but I gotta look this up. It's got a funny name, and the reason why they called it this was to get around some of the laws or something. They call it the Playhouse for Performing Arts or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
And so you're looking it up?
Yeah, I want to see what it's called.
Interesting. So if you go to this place in the future, are you going to podcast about it?
It's possible. I mean, I don't see it happening, you know, real, you know, anytime soon.
Well, I'm not saying soon. I'm just saying in the future.
Yeah, I mean, it may happen. Oh, I can't find it. Let's see if it's on the community site. Yeah, there we go. I don't think so. I don't know how to find it. Let's see. Strip clubs? Yeah, my wife.
That might help.
My wife's going to look through the search history here. What the hell are you looking at? Oh, look at this. Oh, yeah, here's another place over in Iowa, too, I should talk about. It's called Lipsticks and Dipsticks.
Lipsticks and Dipsticks.
Yeah, and it's got two sides to it. One side is the ladies, and the other side is the men.
Why do I feel like that's like a bathroom?
Well, I guess it probably is like that, I guess. I don't think the men dance every day or you know, every night, whatever.
So do you think women get more business than what men do?
Yeah, I think so. And the other thing that's kind of interesting, and I know at that place, they didn't go topless. It was just kind of a go-go dancer place. I don't know what you call that. I mean, they take off a shirt or something, a skirt, and it's like, ooh.
So it's just basically, let me take my shirt off, let me take my skirt off, that's all you're going to see,
yeah.
Time to go home.
I'm wearing a G-string and a bra, or, you know, or not a bra, but, you know, like a...
Middle pick of you and a G-string and a bra.
Well, I'm talking the ladies do that. Boy, I cannot find that place. Well, there is a lot of places in Iowa that I didn't know about.
So does it sound like you need to be taking a trip in later in the future to see what these places are all about?
You know, that's a thought. Do you ever listen to Keith and the Girl? I'm not doing a plug here or anything. Just
no.
Do you know who Brother Love is?
Yes.
You know, Summertime, that song. Well... I really haven't listened to Keith and the Girl a lot lately, let's say the last month or so, but a while back, Keith and Brother Love were sampling different establishments, and I don't know if they had a website, but they talked about it, you know, on the show, and, oh, those girls were horrible, oh, you know, this is what happened, and it's... quite interesting. Keith was talking about you know, going to the bathroom after dances and, you know, finishing and, you know, coming back out and, I don't know, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens. this is a little bit different, and this was kind of a scary experience for me a little bit, because I'd never been into a place like this. But have you ever been into like an adult place, like in a big city, downtown big city? My friend took me to this place in Minneapolis, and you know, it was one of these places where they sold the stuff on top, and then downstairs you could get up a booth with, you know, for whatever it was, you know, $5-$10 or whatever, a little booth with a curtain and your own little video screen. And, you know, somebody came through afterwards with a mop and a bucket, you know, and you had to be kind of careful because you didn't want to fall on the floor.
You know,
you didn't want to slip and fall. Yeah, that place.
Oh, new meaning to slip and slide.
Yeah, that one was... that place was interesting. I can't even tell you what it was called. It was in downtown Minneapolis. There's another place in Minneapolis that's actually a little more classier than that, you know. It was Sex World or something like that. It was actually like going into a department store, really. I mean, it had nice carpet. It was painted, you know. Sometimes these places you go into and it's like the old yellow and green carpet from 1972, and ripped up posters on the wall, and, you know, just stuff kind of thrown around. But
that's hot.
You like that?
What's not like? If it's got sex in it, what's not like? What is it that there's not to like about it?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, let's go to, how do I do this? Search by state. You know, I cannot. Yeah, that one's not coming up. Lipsticks. Let's see.
And you're still searching.
Well, I'm just bottoms up. Where is that at? See, I don't know where some of these places are. Lipsticks. Mickey's Razzle Dazzle. That's a popular. That's an old place. It's been there forever. Screamers Lounge.
With you looking at all these, if you had to choose one, which one do you think you would go to?
Well, I don't think I'd go to any of these in Iowa. Well, let me see if I can find. How did I do that? Oh, here we go. Okay, I'm going to be geek here for a minute, but their interface stinks. I couldn't choose a state, so I actually had to change the URL. Okay, this is good. This is on the other side of the river. And Omaha 20 Showgirls. I heard that's like a go-go. Oh, that says nude. Interesting. Lincoln down where I work, BJ's Hideaway. I don't think that's there anymore, but it's on this list. Bittersweet, it's dancers. It says bikini. Bittersweet go-go. I think that's the same thing. They just get down to a bikini. Boomer's Lounge, that's not there anymore. Nude and topless. They didn't go nude there. I'm sorry. That place actually got turned into a rent-to-own store. Kind of an interesting fate for that building, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh, the Foxy Lady in Lincoln. You know, I was talking about the night before. The night before was, you know, like the primo. That was like the nice place you went to, you know. And I'm talking back to my college days. Now, the Foxy Lady was more like the roadhouse bar, or, you know, the bar in a small little town type of feel. And you know, most of the ladies there could have been my mother. But some of them still had, and, you know, guys at the bar drinking PBR and had, you know, two or three teeth. The Lariat Club, that's the one I was talking about with the truck wash in the back. A night before Royal Grove, I don't know, the Royal Grove is not there anymore, it's something else. Foxy Lady, the Showgirls, I don't, yeah, you know, some of the, this is probably a pretty bad list, because a lot of these places aren't there anymore. Isn't it kind of funny how I know that?
It's definitely interesting, yeah, how you know.
That I keep track of this stuff somehow.
Yes.
You know, and they don't have on here Shakers. That's another one of those places. I think they go all the way down and you have to bring your own liquor. That's not even on here. And that place has been there for at least 10, 15 years. Matea's Baby Dolls. I know there was some controversy about that place. That was in Lincoln, and now it's a window and siding shop. I drove by it all the time. Drove by it every day. I think it was that when I started working there, and now it's a window shop. So you've never been to one, huh?
No, I have not been to one.
You know, believe it or not, there usually are quite a few ladies in these places, too. I mean, you know, not just the dancers. I mean, just, I don't know, wives, girlfriends, just girls out, you know, girls' night out type of thing. So, I don't know if you knew that or not. I always found that very interesting in there, getting dances and, you know, going up to the stage and dropping a dollar in the G string. Or very interesting.
I think it's kind of normal, but that's me.
Yeah, I guess I was just surprised, I guess. A little bit, you know. Oh, here's another story. Oh, this is crazy. this is back in my college days. The building I went to my classes was on one side of the street, and then on the other side of the street there was like this little building that had a food court, and you know, there was this gal that worked at like a gyro place, you know, one of those Greek sandwich places. And I mean, she wasn't too bad looking, but you know, she didn't dress up or she wasn't flashy or anything like that, you know, just pretty modest. And you know, I never really got to know her or anything like that, you know, she just worked there. And I was talking to her. Maybe I had lunch with somebody there, and said, "Oh yeah, she's the DJ over at the Night Before Lounge." I was like, "Oh really?" "Yeah, and sometimes when they're slow, she'll dance." I was like, "Really?" So yeah, I actually got to see her dance once, and then the next day I went and had lunch over there. And that was just really weird, really strange, really bizarre.
So could she dance?
Yeah, she could dance. Yeah, I was surprised. You know, it's, you know, there's probably a lot more people that you know, do that type of work that you just don't know that they do that type of work. You know what I mean? Just maybe your neighbor does. You know. I tell you what, a couple of my neighbors probably could pull it off.
Really?
Yeah, well, let's see. How do I explain this? There's a couple gals. Well, three. It's kind of interesting. And I don't know how they pull it off, but you know, I'm not in a expensive neighborhood, you know. You know, it's not the ghetto, you know, by any means. You know, just kind of middle class type of neighborhood type. And there's I don't know what the other. I know one of them's like a. I don't even know if she's a school teacher. I think she's like a paraprofessional. You know, doesn't really make a whole lot of money. I'm thinking, how does she afford to live in this neighborhood? And then I think another gal works at a nursing home as I don't know what. And, you know, a lot of the people in my neighborhood, dual income type things. So you kind of scratch your head. And I don't know what the other gal does down the street. But, you know, I've got three, I call them DWIs, but they're not really DWIs anymore. Do you know that? Have you heard that term before?
No, tell me what a DWI is.
Okay, well, I learned this when I was living out west, and they had, what do they call it, HUD housing, or, you know, a low-income housing. One of the guys said, "Oh, yeah, that place is full of DWIs." And I said, "Well, what's a DWI? He goes, "Oh, that's divorced with infant." I was like, "Oh, okay." So, yeah, I don't know what these three DWIs. It just doesn't make sense to me how they can make a living, or maybe their husbands are, you know, paying child support and that's how they pay for everything, or what. But yeah, at least two of the three would probably be able to pull it off in the clubs, I would say. So I don't know why I went down that road, but.
So whenever you're, like, out in public and not necessarily staring or watching a female, but if you see a female, do you think, or does it even cross your mind that, you know, they could do that?
I mean, it's not something that's running through my mind, or, I mean, just, you know. Us talking here now about it, and I was like, "Yeah, those, I mean, a couple of my neighbors could pull it off. Hell, they may be doing it. I don't know, But yeah, I don't I don't think about it all the time, but.
But it does cross your mind once in a blue moon?
Yeah, I mean, kind of my idea there was, you know, your people that you may know
Okay, well, when you say that they could do that type of work, what is it that makes you think that?
Well, no, that's not what I was trying to say. I'm just saying that there are people that do that type of work that you wouldn't necessarily think that they do that. Does that make sense? You know, if you asked them, if you went up to this person and said, oh, what do you do for a living? They're going to say, probably, well, I'm a secretary, you know, whatever, Jones and Company. You know, really, they work three nights.
So basically, it goes back with stereotyping the way people look and their presence.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I was, you know.
Okay.
Well, they may not dress flashy or, you know, wear the heels with the clear heel or the goldfish in the heel, you know. Have you ever seen those before?
Mm-hmm.
At least around town, they don't wear that. But yeah, that's kind of what my point was. You know, the mom next door, or the, you know, whatever next door. Hell, maybe it's the college kids down the street. They're in that house. You know, maybe one or two of them do that. I don't know. I don't know. I would think it would get old after a while doing that type of work, but I don't know. You know, there's only so many moves you can have, I guess.
Right.
You'd be like, okay, here comes the guy that drools a lot. You know, and you'd always have your regulars would just, you know, drive you crazy, I'm sure. So, I don't know.
But there's a lot of money in that type of business as well.
Yeah, they're, you know, I think they, a lot of times they only work a couple days, 2-3 days a week. You know, maybe 10 days at most out of the month. And, you know, make a fairly good living, probably six figures. You know, of course, depending on what kind of deal they have and, the, you know, the type of place they're working for, I'm sure it's kind of shady, you know. Well, yeah. You know, having a band in that, the entertainment industry at that level is not always very well organized and filled with honest people. And, you know, a lot of times these folks are kind of flaky, you know, bar owners and things like that. So, you know, it all depends on what you get yourself into. I'm sure there's some places that take advantage of people, but, you know, I don't know. And you know what else is also kind of interesting? I think they have, I don't know how it works, if they have agents or what, but they may do like a circuit or a, you know, they may be in this bar in this town for, you know, a couple nights, and they may go to this place, you know, in another town for a night or two, and go back to, you know, the other bar for a couple. I've seen dancers, the same dancers in different bars, or, you know, different places before, too. That's back when I used to frequent them quite frequently.
So whenever you done the frequent thing,
yeah,
did you ever, like, follow a particular dancer who was erotic in your mind at that time?
No, because, you know, it's not like they've got a schedule that they give you. It just so happened that I recognized this particular dancer. Well, the reason why it stuck in my mind is the guy I was with was asking her if she was a bodybuilder, because he was... he was or trying to be a bodybuilder or something like that. And they were talking bodybuilding, you know, while she was dancing. And so I remember, you know, her face and you know, what she looked like. Well, I don't know, a few weeks or a month later, I was in a different town, and she was at this bar. I was like, what the heck? So it just kind of surprised me. I, you know, I never had the desire to, you know, follow somebody around like that. And, you know, I've also never gone specifically to see a porn star or, I don't know, magazine centerfold, anything like that either. But those folks, you know, that's a little bit bigger circuit type of thing, you know.
Right.
To tell you the truth, I don't know any of the current porn stars. You know, Jenna Jameson, I think she did or does that from time to time. And, you know, you gotta look at your free city papers or your, you know, back couple pages of your entertainment section in your newspaper to find that stuff sometimes. But
do you ever watch porn?
No.
So you never watch porn?
No.
At all?
No. Not, you know, the same guy that was always hung up on going to these places, he was big into that, too. And it's like, okay, I've seen enough of this. After a while, you know, maybe I just got burned out on all this stuff earlier on, you know? Back when I was young and virile. I, no.
Do you see yourself as a sexual person?
Yeah, but, I don't know. It just seems like...
Okay,
go ahead.
If you see yourself as a sexual person, then if it's not porn or these clubs, then what does it fit?
I don't know. It could be a... Could be a... way somebody walks or talks or smiles or... I don't know. Just the way they carry themselves. What about you?
So it's more of a person who... how they carry themselves?
Yeah, I mean... it's not necessarily all looks. At least for me. What about you? Excuse me.
What about me?
Yeah.
What turns me on?
Yeah.
Or... damn near anything.
The kitchen.
You ask, I told.
Sin. There's a toaster. Oh, I just screwed up.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong.
Okay, 48. I gotta edit that out. Damn. Okay, yeah, a toaster or something like that, huh?
Oh, yes, I like watching a toaster because when those buns and that bread just pops right up out of there, boy, howdy, does it make me hot.
So, do you watch, you know, movies?
Yeah. Sure do. I got about 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 50, 100. I don't know. Got lots of them.
These DVDs are just files?
Or? Yes. Oh. DVDs.
So, okay. Interesting.
So what are you thinking now? You just totally got quiet.
Well, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I'm just wondering if we should wrap it up or what.
Well, it's up to you. It's your podcast. Well, I'm just here.
I don't know. We're about 50 minutes in. Things are starting to pick up in my house here. Yeah, maybe not.
I'm not commenting.
I said pick up. Yeah, the dog's still sleeping. And Playhouse Disney is still on the television. Or the Disney Channel or whatever. Disney Channel's driving me crazy.
You don't like watching Hannah Montana and whatever the fuck else is on that station? I don't watch television, so I really don't know.
No, no. You know, some of it's okay, but you know, it's all kind of it's kind of all got the same production value or whatever you want to say. It's all kind of like cookie cutter stamped out goofiness, you know, and they all kind of are at the same pace. And I'm getting way too geeky and scientific on it, but you know what I mean. It's they all. If you watched one show and then watched another show. Never seen the other one of them, you could say they were both the same show, you know. Characters are different, of course. But
I don't watch television.
You don't watch television? Do you even have a television?
No. Yeah.
Oh. Some days I wish.
I have a DVD. I have DVDs.
Okay, yeah, you have to have a television, I guess. If you got DVDs.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Lost for words.
Well, no, I want to ask you if have you ever seen the Fashionistas?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That surprises
What's that for?
Me. Here I go again, revealing more than I want to, and I'm not quite sure why I know these things, but
right.
Oh, of course, somebody told me this, but it won, I don't know, a bunch of awards whenever it came out. It's probably 3 to 4 hours long. I think it's a 2-disc set, and it actually has a plot, a little bit, I guess. But, yeah, some pretty hot stuff in there. You should check it out.
I'll definitely look at you.
And, yeah, if you're having a hard time finding it, I'd have to look around. I may have it.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you telling on yourself now?
Well, no. Well, I mean, I've seen it. I'm just kind of surprised you haven't. You have, you know.
Right. You'd be amazed.
You and your other friend on the Freak Network. I wonder if she's seen it. It's kind of some of the same stuff that you guys may be interested in or into. You know.
My friend on the other Freak Network, have you seen this? Let us know. There you go. I asked.
Yeah. Never asked your friend.
Do you ask her anything at all?
No, not so much anymore. I used to bug her a lot. I think I just bugged her too much. I think she just blew me off. So then I started bugging you.
Lucky me, huh?
Yeah.
Constantly raising trouble.
Yeah.
Trying to shoot cows at people and everything in the world.
That was pretty fun. she had that little dance going on, and every time her back end came towards me, I hit it with a cow.
You're just mean.
Oh, I was like, all right, come on, come on. Shake it a little bit more to the left. Boom. Then she kicked
You're me. You're just mean.
Then she kicked
bad,
me out.
Bad boy.
She didn't even give me a warning. She just kicked me out.
And you deserved it.
Well, yeah. But she could have just said, knock it off, and I would have.
She ain't like that, though.
I know. I'm surprised she just didn't ban me, you know?
Well, you're not no more.
Well, I never was. She just kind of threw me out. And
she just kicked your ass, yeah. Is all.
And I came back in and put my little gun away. Well, I think I'm done.
Who cooked you?
Huh? No, put a fork in me. I'm done. No. That's...
What'd you put in the toaster?
I was tanning.
You gotta be careful. Anything turns me on.
Something you'd see on late night TV. The Ronco appendage tanner. You can do your fingers, you can do your toes, you can do much, much more. I don't know how that would go. Oh, Lord. You know, we didn't play any songs. You know, I don't usually play songs. Sometimes.
Why?
I do. I don't, well, because why? One, I'm usually in the car when I'm doing this. And, gosh, I think the last time I did this sitting still was probably January, and I was coming off of anesthesia, so.
Interesting.
I'm not quite sure what I was. Yeah, well, we won't go into that. Let's just say I had a little procedure done that day. Below the belt.
Tickle my funny bone.
I asked for pictures, but they didn't give me any. I'm surprised you didn't laugh on that one.
Yeah, I did. I just hit mute. I was nice.
Oh.
I hit mute.
Usually that just stays with your file. I want to see what's going on. Okay, let's see. How am I going to do this without blowing everybody out of here? Oh, Lord, that's not what I wanted. Okay, let's try that again. Okay, we're going to wrap it up. What the? There we go. Here's an appropriate song. How's that sound? Hello?
Sounds good.
Well, I'm going to wrap it up. It's Chris 200, Audio On Demand with special guest on the network. So we have to move from it. Don't think it went out of here. Anything else you gotta say? That's cruel.
Bye, y'all.
Put the cat out of the bag. I don't know what would. Alright, bye, folks. And she laughs in her frustration.
This podcast is a stimulating member of the Freak Network.com.